5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yo, well, good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you. It is 1930, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Beat Crushing Committee. And I'll be your chairman today. Did I mention that already? So what are we doing? Well, the truth of the matter is, if you've been listening to any of the shows of the last month, you are perfectly well aware that we've been messing around with the pocket operator. Yes, everybody's favorite little cheese machine. Enough of that. Okay. The funny thing is, you know, I've been messing with this thing for so long that it's kind of gotten me itching to hook up some real equipment, some real gear. And so I have done that. I've spent an hour today messing around, plugging a lot of stuff in, and then plugging it into each other, and then plugging it into some other stuff, then plugging it into the wall, then plugging it in. A lot of stuff has been plugged in. That's what you need to know. And today what we're going to do is we're going to explore some interesting drum beats, because I'm getting a little bit tired of the cheese. What is the cheese? Here's some cheese. That's a pretty cheesy drum beat. It is monophonic. That is one voice. And we can't do a whole heck of a lot of this. It's just one voice, one measure. That's a pretty simple, pretty cheesy beat. Out of the pocket operator. Let's stop that right now. We won't be hearing any more pocket operator for the rest of this show. So what are we going to listen to today? What are we going to hear? Well, what I have done is I have hooked up my MC-303, and I've hooked up my Emu 9090, and I've got a MIDI cable running from the 303 to the 9090, so we can clock it and pass MIDI data. And is everything plugged in? I think so. And of course, all of this is going into a mixer, which is then going into another mixer, and it's all very confusing. But all you really need to know is we've got two things hooked up, and we're gonna drop some sick-ass beats. So if you've got a sampler, I suggest you get it ready. Because what you're going to hear are some beats that I created some time ago, like 15 years ago. But I never did anything with them. So these are unused beats. And I'm giving you permission to use them for non-commercial purposes. For commercial purposes, call me. You will be charged money, and a lot of money, but it'll be worth it after you hear some of this crazy stuff. Okay, so I guess you just can't wait any longer, can you? All right, let's do one here. This is a little beat that I made up, kind of a dance beat. I did not name it. I did not know what to do with it. And I've got a couple variations of it. So let's just check the 303. Is everything good? Yes. 909, are we ready to rock? Yes, we are. I mean 9090. All right, here we go. Beat number one. Thank you. Okay, not bad, right? That's a lovely beat. Oh, my hand isn't big enough. I can't reach the buttons to do the Vulcan nerve pinch. There we go. Now I've got a variation on this, and the variation is similar, but a little bit different. And it sounds like this. Yeah, now that's a beat, kids. That's a kicking beat. That's how you drop the drums, people. That's what we call polyphony. If you're wondering how much polyphony we're using at this point, let's see, about 8 or less than 30. Probably around 24 to 28 voices. It's not that many. Yeah, I've done worse. But that does sound cool. I can dig it. All right, let's hear that one more time, and maybe we can switch between variations just to see what's up and do a little bit of weird live drum stuff here. Hit it! Stop. I don't want to do it. Yeah, I do. Let's try that again. Wait, I gotta restart it in the right place. This is when I need four hands. And that, my friends, is how you drop a beat. You are listening to some examples of the Tobe Shuffle. The Tobe Shuffle is not a particular drum beat. It is a way to create some really crazy stuff. The Tobe Shuffle is a very technological thing to get into, and it takes about a half an hour to explain, so I'm not going to at this time. But what you need to do, or what you need to know, is that this requires passing MIDI note data and then transposing the MIDI note data in a notch up and down a spectrum. And we can do that in real time because we have the power of Emu. All right, let's go to the next beat. Let me scroll this up here. Okay, let's dial this up. I think it's this one. Yes, C30. All right, and we need to mute some stuff here, adjust down here, and we're ready to go. Wait, set this at 90 beats per minute. And there's a lot of variations for this one. I'm surprised I never used this for anything because I got pretty far with it. Well, let's start with the basic beat. Sounds like this. Yeah. All right, so that's the basic beat. I'm going to start it again here in a minute and drop in some stuff, some of the variational stuff. One of the things, there's a little track in here that I have muted right now. It's a little like a wah-wah guitar scratch. You know, think 70s porn. Okay, we're going to drop some of that in. And there's one other little drum track that I leave out, but here we go. Wait a second. I pushed the wrong button. Try that again. Yeah. Just a two-bar beat this time. Okay, and here we are, back to the basic beat. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. And I got some variations on this bad boy, too, so let's just do this and hit go. That's a beat, kids. Yeah, and that's how the big boys make dope-ass beats. That's a good one. Why did I never use that for anything? I don't know. I need a drink of my agua fresca. Mm. Oh, so delicious. So hot in the studio right now. Okay, here's another oddball one. Yeah, I forgot I did this one. This is another real bizarre one. Real typical Tobe Shuffle kind of stuff. I never did anything with this either, so let's listen to it. Yeah, that one's hard to record. That was very clippy. There's a lot of transients in that one. Yeah, that's what we do around here. We make crazy noises. All right, let's find another. Ugh, why am I getting so hot? Why is it so hot in here? Is it because I'm kneeling on my knees? Yeah, that's painful. Okay. Here's a beat, and I actually think I used a variation of this beat in something else, in a Thalo Blue song, one of my band's old songs, but I didn't use everything up, And actually, this is telling me to play this a little bit slower. So let's crank down the BPM. What do we want? 95-ish? There we go. That's about 95. All right. So here's this beat, and then we'll play its variation. This is cool. Oh, that is fat. Let's get weird with it. Rockin' to the beat, y'all. Okay, I think we can kill that. How to make a beat. What else have I got? I don't know. I'm actually flipping through a little notebook that I've kept track of all this stuff in. I'm just flipping through. Did we do this one already? Yeah, I think we did that one. Massive Omglocken. Yeah, that was a cool track. And what else do we got in here? Nothing. I'm still looking. Oh, here's the notes for Another Day in Babylon. So, oh, here's Year of the Monkey. I think we're running out of stuff to listen to here. Yep, these are all pages for, oh, here's something. Here's a little something we can try to set up. Yeah, this is a real oddball, and it does have a little variation to it. Trying to remember. Yeah, okay. Let's play this through, and we'll switch to the variation after a while. This is a weird one.
Thank you.
Yeah, enough of that. That is a weird one. I kind of like that. And down here at the bottom of this page is another weird little note. Oh, we got to try this one out. Let's see. How do I dial this bad boy up? Oh, yeah. I think I'm starting to remember what this is. This one's kind of a little bit hip-hoppy. Little hip-hop slash rock with a crazy ride cymbal. All right, let's hear it. Cowbell. Now that is how you make a beat. And now it seems like I've gone through this entire notebook and I'm not noticing anything else. Should I check the other notebook? Let's grab the other notebook. You know, I should have hooked all this stuff up in stereo. Would it have made a difference? I don't know. You should hear this in the studio. It's crazy. All right, I got the other notebook here. Oh, lots of ideas. I used to take this notebook to gigs. Here's Santa Yolanda, the Curate of Bage. These all require a different synthesizer to be hooked up. And flipping through the pages, what's in the front? Oh, the front is just notes for song titles. Lyrics, various other wacky things. I'm flipping through here, looking for anything that we can kick a beat out with. And I'm seeing nothing. Well, that was fun. Ow. My knee hurts. I needed to get something to drink. I'm too hot. Why is my studio so hot today? I do not know. It's not all that hot outside. It's just because I have to sit in a weird position and I have to be doing all this weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Take another yummy drink. Ow. Oh, I leaned on my knee the wrong way. That was painful. Oh, I think we need to be wrapping this up. How much time we got? Oh, we got minutes left to go. Oh, my God. All right. Well, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to recall up that one that we started with. Here we go. And we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to shift some stuff around here, turn a couple knobs. See if we can get into some really weird deep house kind of stuff here. And where am I going with this? Okay, I think I see where I'm going with it. All right, here's a fresh new beat. It's delicious. Oh, yeah. Now that's monster fat. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should write this down. This particular little combination of stuff. This little variation on my other pattern. But I don't think I will. What will I ever use it for? I don't know. All I can tell you is that we're running out of time. And I'm running out of patience for doing this today. And all you need to remember is if you need some professional dope-ass killer beats, I'm the guy you need to call. Yes, it's expensive, but you are getting quality. You are getting beats that no one has ever heard before in their lifetime. And that's how we kick it out here in Tobe Land, doing the Tobe Shuffle. And that would be me. I am Tobe. I am Tobe, and I am the Dubious Goals Committee Chairman. And the Dubious Goals Committee airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we'll do? Probably go back to the cheese. Or maybe we'll just go outside. I don't know. Weather's getting nice. We got to start looking for mushrooms. But I'm out of here for now, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Blade.